Okay, so we're holding here in Perek Hamishi, and the subject of Perek Hamishi is Bishimus Bekokos HaNefesh HaTachas Echad. How to use all the Kokos HaNefesh towards one Tachlis. Now, let's explain something here about the role of this Perek in the rest of it. It's something which the Rambam is going to keep using, an idea that's very, very important to him, very, very significant in his overall scheme of things, and that is the Adam HaSholem is a person that focuses all of his kochos in one direction. It's what the Rambam saw in the very beginning, that really all the kochos are manifestations of one. So let's give a little bit of a mashal. Imagine if I have two people in a room dancing, and they're not synchronized, they're out of step. So it's not pleasant, it's kind of looks a bit comic, but that's what it is. Imagine one person and his own movements are not synchronized. His feet don't seem to communicate with each other. Then we have a problem. Then the person is ill, there's an issue there. So a person who is Kochos HaNefesh, since they're meant not to be a conglomeration of different pieces of me, but they're all supposed to be branches out of a common tree, out of a common root, a common trunk. So they need to be flowing in a direction that everything flows in one direction. And that's the way it should be. And that's the yesod and the shoresh of a good metzias, a person who's has his things really put together in the way that they should be together. There's another facet to this, that this is the way in which a person emulates HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, and whenever we speak of Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're very careful to point out Hashem is always one. These Midos are different Hanhagas, different appearances, different manifestations, but it's one. And a person being Tzel Malakim is really a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's the Ramban in his debate against the Christian in the famous Vikuach Ramban. Basically, he sort of tried to pin down the Christian, asking him, is God one or three? So the person gives some sort of roundabout answer. He's one, but he's three, but he's three, but he's one. So Ramban sort of asked the following question. Can we ever have, is it possible to have a disagreement? Can the son and the father have a disagreement about something? If the answer is it is impossible and it's never, so it's one entity, and the word three is just meaningless. If I say there's three me's, there's me, I, me, and myself, that's playing with words, doesn't mean anything. On the other hand, if they can disagree with them, they're not one. Then they may choose occasionally to act as one, but they're three separate entities. So make up your mind, which one is it? So he says, a person needs to, in our being like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need to focus to be like Hashem. The understanding and knowing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be the person's goal. In the Rambam, this is in the Rambam's world, the height of Ruchnistic accomplishment. And I think we explained it, the concept of knowing Hashem in the Rambam's words doesn't mean an abstract kind of philosophical definition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because mitzvahs would then be of very little significance. I mean, it doesn't, what does, I don't know, wearing tzitzis or shechting animal have to do with knowing Hashem? Maybe some very small tangential way, but it means knowing Hashem means sort of being in touch, in the sense that his understandings and my understandings are synchronized. V'yasim pulaysav kulan noisam nuchayz chol diburav beviyan zesetachas. And he makes everything point to this goal. Ad sheloyeh bepoloso b'shum panim dava mipola hevel. So that there's nothing in what he's doing that doesn't lead to it. So noyim poil shelav zesetachas. So everything he does focuses and brings a person to one tachlis. That's the yisod of what is appropriate in the das of in kochos nefesh of Adam. Mishal ze, an example is sheyosim akavana b'chiloso shtiyoso biloso ishnoso v'kitzoso itnoso v'nuchoso b'riyas gufa b'lvat. Physical activities lead to health. That a person have all the tools in the best shape in order to understand and to know. Until it reaches that nekuda. Now, let's stop and pause a minute. I want to give some practical ramification on this. There is nobody that disagrees that a person has a chiv to keep himself healthy. But it can become a sort of a little avodah zarah, an end in its own right. Obviously if a person is not doing some physical activities to a certain point, a person is not eating appropriate things and so on, that all takes away from it. But at some point, whether the person... If walking a half hour a day or an hour a day is what you need, the person is working out 3 hours a day in a gym, there's something else going on other than just keeping healthy. There was once somebody in Eish HaTorah who asked me about what's the Torah's view on health food. Now this was a person who would go to, He would spend an hour finding a store that sells a special type of grass that he felt is important and so on. You know, the health food part took a big part of his time, and it certainly is where his mind was and so on. So I gave him a muscle. I said, imagine you're a businessman and you have and you buy machinery worth $100,000. And upkeep a year, maintenance would be $20,000 a year, and you neglect it. And in 2 years and 3 years, the machines are gone. They've been worked to the bone and they're gone. So the person's lost a year's worth of work out of it. Now imagine somebody's machine that costs $100,000, and he's so fanatical about servicing them that he spends $80,000 a year servicing it. That's a pretty stupid deal. Because even if it's run to the ground, you get a lot more than, a year and something out of it. So as I said, we're given a body that's supposed to last X amount of time. If we don't take care of it, we diminish the quantity and quality of time we have for Avodas Hashem. And therefore, a person who's responsible takes care of himself. But if the amount of time you're spending to find some way out grass that some way out person said that it might be good for your health... by all accounts, way over investing. It's not having the body ready for what you want. It's become an end to itself. Then he says, when a person is eating and drinking, it shouldn't be an indulgence. That he picks the most best tasting food. Chaim Sharon Haggis. Eli Chavna La Mohil. He's looking for what's best for him. V'mizdam in Sheh Arev, yeah. And if it tastes good, great. V'mizdam in Sheh Nimas, yeah. And if it's not so great, he has the essence of what would I eat to make me healthy. Or Sheh Chavin Al Ha'arev V'in Arev Fui. Or he uses good tasting food depending on his physical, on his medical needs. Kegoin, shenasha tavasil meichel, voyemacholetev tava reva musubolim. If a person's lost his appetite and he's kind of not eating, and it's not good for him, So let him eat things that taste good and are spicy because it will stimulate his appetite. V'cheinim is oyrolav mara shcheira. A person is depressed. Yesiro b'shmi ashir min ginnis. He comes to music. Or b'til b'ganis. Or b'binyanim noim. He can go and he can stroll around beautiful gardens and buildings. Or be yeshiva im tzuris noz. And have nice things. Or kiyotz is a mashach's nefesh. And things like that which expand a person's nefesh. And it sort of helps banish depression from him. So a person has actually the ability. So let's apply it a bit to us. A person. This doesn't mean that a person needs to walk around like a robot every second, tick tick tick, doing something, because for the vast majority of us, we would burn out and become depressed quite rapidly if our life was just tick tick tick. So a person needs to give himself the fair amount of time to chill out, but he needs to weigh and measure and be on top of it. He needs to say to himself, okay, I'm going to need X amount of time to sort of chill out a bit, but more than that, I'm just sitting around doing nothing. I'm indulging. I don't need more than that. It's become an end to itself. So that also is something which has in itself the ability to be appropriately used or unappropriately used. Then he says, V'tia kavana b'chol ze sheyavri gufo. His kavana should be that his guf be healthy. V'tachlis b'ris gufo sheyeda. And the purpose of a healthy body is that he be able to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another place where this would come into play. A person has a choice of spending his life or school for his kids in a place that has excellent physical activities, but woefully lacking in ruchnius, or vice versa. So you'll ask yourself, what's the use of having a fantastic guf if very, very little Torah ever entered it? Whereas having a very good ruchnius to get set up, and yes, let's try to do something about the gashim, but the physical part of it, but at the end of the day, I have something. V'chein k'shia nua v'is'asi b'knias ha-momen. When a person does business, tia tachlisa bekapta seishtam shol mailis veshem tzeh lekim gufa veshem tzeh such a yasi veda shem asher shol daitoy. So also making money has some sort of tachlis, some sort of tellus, and he needs mechavim for that. Then he says valzeh hekish yia lemelachas arfu mave gadol ma'id b'mailis b'dias Hashem or behasig atzlocha mitis. Using this paradigm, medicine has a very important role. First, in terms of what it does for the person, and in Yedias Hashem Vasgat Sachamitis. And studying medicine will be chashuv. It's not like weaving or carpentry because you're involved in helping people. Because also by studying medicine, we'll know how to act appropriately in a way that will give us what we need to be able to learn. Because if a person goes and eats things that taste good, but are not healthy for him, and they harm him, and could even bring disease on him, so then he and an animal are the same. In other words, when I eat something out of the physical drive of smelling something that smells good and eating it, then basically that cycle is not different than an animal cycle. Senses pick it up. Brain says good, I follow through. No conscious thinking of, well, it smells good, but what is it?
And
Sometimes what's required for a person is to take what's good for him, and sometimes it means leaving alone that which tastes good and eating the thing that tastes less. If I'm looking for that. Somebody once said that calories is what Hashem put into food to give it taste. V'zehu po'al lefi adas. And this person is acting with das. U'bazeh yibadol ha'adun f'leisim z'losa. And that separates a person from others. V'chein im yival kol eimah she'is aveh. Mi'bli she'ashkiyah p'nez te'alas. If a person is boil whenever he feels like, doesn't ask himself what's appropriate, what's not appropriate. So once again, I cannot call this activity human, because simply it's simply a response to a drive and not the response to a thought. This is, by the Rambam, an extremely central nekuda in what makes Adam Adam. Adam acts because his mind has decided we ought to do it, as opposed to an animal, where it's a direct, the mind is almost just a technicality there. It's a direct link. It's almost like a reflex. Smell good, eat, and so on. Now he says, we can. A person, and this is, I guess, similar to what we said before. A person can be. It can be very careful and mindful of the food he eats and taking care of himself, and still be like that when taking care of himself has become an end unto itself. The person is he's become infatuated with his body, and he loves to see it young and strong, and he's busy exercising and eating all sorts of grasses and stuff like that, and all sorts of herbs. So there's nothing special about the person. There's nothing great about the person. He's just has a different set of stimuli. Like one person likes vanilla, one person likes chocolate. He likes looking good and being in health and so on. It's one of those things in Yiddish. They have there's a saying which in some ways it's right, in some ways it's wrong. It's a very, very famous saying, abi gesund. The most important thing is, are you healthy? And that's that's the only thing that's important, kind of. So if it's used in the context of what do I need to ask from God, what's the best thing I can wish on you? So certainly, being wealthy and not having the physical abilities to enjoy it, to be somewhat handicapped physically, is not worth it. Health is definitely the greatest gift of all the things Hashem could give us. But it's not meant to be an end to itself. A healthy person who's not accomplishing anything, who's not doing anything, that's not a bracha at all. That saying in Yiddish is not meant to emphasize that once you're healthy, that's it. You've accomplished the mission of life, which is to be healthy. It's just that you now have the most important prerequisite for being over to Hashem. Because if you're reducing it to just health as an end unto itself and not to something more, so what's the difference? One guy likes good food, one guy likes good health. The real tachlis is that everything the person have the healthy body that's required for his neshama to work unhindered. V'chein, kol ma shilmedeh min ha-chachmas v'ideas, anything you pick up from science and knowledge, elu men shen derech l'tachsahi, eim alevim, certainly those that learn, for instance, let's say, the study of psychology, how a person's midas work and so on, that certainly is has very clear shaychus to this goal. Elo mehen, umashem tells us, kamoshelos algebra of a sefer, chatoche charut v'atachpulos. These are all sorts of books that existed then. It's mechanics and things of that nature, or engraving, scribing. V'haribu b'shelos handosis, umashelos hamishkolim. These are all sorts of mechanical sciences. V'haribu b'shelos handosis, umashelos hamishkolim. V'hargetze tia kavanu b'chirut ha-seichel. V'hargel ha-koach ha-seichel b'darkei ha-mofes. So one can see in it the teaching of training a person's mind to think logically and in a very structured way. And it will be a way to reach Amitas Mitzios Yisala.
A
person's speech should only be things that he needs, that have some to'elas, or push away some problem, discussing chashem mailas and so on. So he says, ki, gidav balech hasoyin zegini zichram. When you speak about people that are doing bad and you talk about it, if a person is trying to show negative example, in other words, take a look, this person, you know, is involved, is narcissistic, he only thinks about himself, this and that. I'm using all sorts of negative paradigms to bring a point across. So it's necessary. So talking about the wrong and the bad in the wrong and the bad is something which is positive. I don't know. I'm not sure whether this is talks about lashon hara or not. For instance, this could be talking about not lashon hara if you're talking about somebody dead. So me'ikar adin des lashon hara, there is no lashon hara on dead people. It's just a cherem kadmonim, so we could say it's talking about such a case. Or it could mean just talking negative, saying there are people that do this, and it's terrible, people do this, it's terrible. That is something which is it's important to delineate the shortcomings. You see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes like that in the Torah, stay away from Maaseh Tzedakah, Maaseh Tzedakah. And then what happens? Stone. Anything which we find in Chumash that speaks about negatively is for this purpose. The purpose of all this is a clear purpose to push people to go to one side versus the other. If a person starts using this as the criterion for dibur and so on, it will affect you greatly. You're going to be talking a lot less. A person who thinks like this is not going to try to engrave his walls with gold. Elam kein mechavin bezelarkim nafshe sheitavri. Only if he's mechavin, he'll do it only if he needs it to feel better. Vi goyrash chel yamimena, and get rid of the illness, the down, the depression. Achetiv here is a chacham, so he's in a mood to get chacham. Kdesh amru, dira navi shna mita mitzasan chacham. So a person's mood also feeds into his ability to be able to do what's right and so on. Kanefesh tilav amachshava te'ocher basmalas im edvar makoshim, because the nefesh. He's going to find himself doing much less activities he used to do. If somebody actually has this kavana, he's not going to engrave his walls with gold or lasses rikumzov a beget. He's going to think twice and ask himself, why do I want to put so much money into this? And I'm thinking, chav mazalachiv nafshek deishayat tavri vigosh chalmenu. Unless he's really down and he needs to shake up. Like it says in Chazal that when a person has nice things, it helps, it provides a positive ambience for Chachma. Because a person does get tired and burnt out when you keep thinking about hard things like learning. It's like the body becomes burnt out from doing a lot of work. You have to rest. The nefesh also needs to rest. And to soothe its senses. It's like looking at very nice paintings and objects, until he refreshes himself. Like it says, when Rabbanu were weak, they did this, that. If a person does it for that reason, it's not bad, and it's not empty. But once again, it means the person makes a real cheshbon and says, what do I need to give me nuchas nefesh to learn? And what's extra? Because if it's extra, it takes away. It doesn't add. V'dai says, Kizoisa madregi madregal yoinim oid v'kashet. This is an extremely difficult. You're talking about a very high madrega. V'lo yasiguhu elamat. To really have this madrega, there's very few. V'achre hagel gadol ma'oid. And only after they've for a long time practice. U'keshet hizdamin mitzis on rezen yonoi. And when a person acts like that, I will not make him less than a navi. In other words, I will put him very high madrega. He's able to lead all of his kolos nefesh. V'yosim tachlis Hashem yisal levad, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the tachlis. Lo yase ma'ase gadol lo katan lo yedabe mila el imze ma'ase dibri ve'el maila oyel ma'ase yavi le maila v'yach shesbonu chol ma'aseu tnua v'yira ha'mevi l'tachsu eli mevi baz yaseu. So this person who is almost a navi in the Rambam's eyes is someone that there is not an empty act, word, or anything from his person. This is what Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants us to think when we're saying "V'afshecha b'chol avav chol nafshecha." It's loyma b'chol chelki nafshecha. He says the pasuk pshat is not only noitas nafshecha, but it means with the entirety of your nefesh, all the kochos should be focused on doing this. And the Nevi'im themselves push us to do this. They said, um, Whatever you do, you should find the emes in it. Even if in a certain aspect there's an avera, which it doesn't mean literally an avera, obviously it means not appropriate. I guess like the luxurious items and so on. He says, Chazal included, they expressed this point in the shortest of sayings. If you'll look at these words and you'll see how they were able to express in three words what needs immense volumes, you'll be clear to you that's Ruach HaKodesh. It's the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says, V'chol Masech L'Shem Shemayim. In four words, the Mishnah tells us everything is included in that. V'zeo inyan shebaynu b'zeh perek v'zeh shir mashunu roi l'zocha v'elak damas. This is the appropriate way of setting up the Koch Sanefesh in line with how does the control panel, so to speak, of the Koch Sanefesh work. Okay, we'll hold it here. So regular, in case there's any change, we'll let you know. Okay, and once again, Mazel Tov and Kol Tov. Okay, bye.